message. I don't know, because if I dial the wrong... Hey, what's up, buddy?
How are y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. It's like, if I woke somebody up in Nashville, they're going to be really angry.
Oh, no, you got the right number here.
Not only did I get the right number, I barely got it in. We're already on the air. We even got the rings on the air and the whole thing. So.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you? How is life?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Excited to come up there and see y'all in a couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm so
too.
Excited. You are going to be here March 14th at Empire Underground. And that's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been up here quite a bit. I want to talk a lot about that. I mean, there's so much to talk about with you, Drew, and some things I wanted to say. But obviously, I want to get into your song, too, because I know there is a lot of people listening right now who are like, who? Drew who? Right? and that, you know, not for any reason for talent, but just for the fact that not everybody goes the road that you've gone in country music. And I wanted to open this interview or this sort of hanging out with you for a little while with this comparison to Toby Keith, who we've been talking about all morning, who passed last night, and we're all saddened by it.
Yeah.
And I remember when we had lunch with you not so long ago, and you were talking about like doing things your own way and, you know, maybe going without a label and just kind of taking the road less traveled, a road that most people would say, don't do that. That's dumb. But, you know, you're like, I'm my own man. And that is exactly. And I told the story about how that happened with Toby. And he just did something that you're not supposed to do. And he wound up doing OK. So obviously there's that comparison. Did that ever cross your mind when you were making these decisions?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, all the time. You know, I mean, Toby came here, you know, I'm sure you told the story already, and kind of got turned down and had a song that he thought was a hit. Nobody else thought were hits, and he believed in them, and he kind of started his own little thing. And obviously it really worked out for him. And he was here in Nashville for a while and traveled back to Oklahoma. And, you know, that was something that I really admired about Toby and really looked up to, of that he believed in himself, you know, when Nashville didn't. And, you know, that really created a path for a lot of artists like myself, you know, and artists that are still to come. We will all look at Toby. And I mean, he was one of the best songwriters of all time in country music. I mean, some of those songs he wrote, you know, all his big hits, he was the writer on.
Yeah.
And that's really impressive to be the artist and the songwriter. I mean, you don't see that much, you know, George Strait, nothing against George, but you know, he didn't write as many as Toby or,
I don't think he wrote any.
They didn't write like Tim or, and I mean, write like Toby. And so Toby is definitely an iconic artist, not only to all the fans out there, but also to every artist and songwriter in Nashville. And I think you're going to see an outpour of songwriters and artists posting about Toby and how much, you know, he kind of created a new path for artists with, you know, he created his own label and he was a great businessman. And, you know, he even owned part of
Big Machine.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right.
Record of Big Machines in the beginning. Yeah. And he helped her start her career. And so he was a great businessman, not only a great artist. And, you know, I always, when I started my career, always tried to think about, man, if I could do that one day, if I could own my own music like Toby did, or be a part of other people's careers, I wanted to do that.
And that's
what you're doing.
And that's the business side of you, which I think is really great and fantastic. And I get excited when I think about it. Now, not only that, but there's another way you're a lot like Toby, and this is a big compliment as well. And you know, I don't want anybody walking away going, oh my God, Drew Baldridge is Toby Keith. I'm just saying there are things that I admire about people that, you know, the people that you admire, they have in common. And one of those is you follow through on promises and you are dedicated to your fans. So if you could just like really quickly just touch upon what happened with these backyard concerts that you did.
And the fact
that you did them even when you didn't have to anymore.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's been one of the most fun parts of my career and journey. I think, you know, I had a real quick kind of sum it up. You know, I had a record deal from 2016 to 2019, and, you know, I was on top of the world, and the record company I was with closed its doors and was like, hey, we don't want to do this anymore. And I thought, man, I'm going to jump into a new record deal really, really fast. I'm going to get a new record deal. I'm young, you know, everybody wants me, big head, you know, and that just didn't happen. And so it was like, okay, COVID comes around. I did this tour where I had a song out called Senior Year, and it was started taking these kids, because the hook of the song said, never thought it would disappear senior year. Well, all these kids of senior year started disappearing. Mm-hmm. And I had this idea. I was like, man, I'm not touring. I can't tour anywhere. I'll just sit at my house here and do Zoom concerts for the class of 2020. And I just posted and I said, hey, any class of 2020 out there, if you know when I'm doing Zoom concerts. And I did, like, I was doing 7 or 8 Zoom concerts a day from my living room couch for kids.
Amazing.
All around the country. And then that quickly turned into, hey, will you come here and play for our kids' graduation? And I flew around and did about 20 schools around the country. And actually, Hoosick Falls was one of those schools that asked me to come and play. And I came and played. That they're not too far from y'all there in Hoosick Falls at their graduation, I think, in 2020. And then, you know, after that was done, I was like, man, what else can I do? So I just posted and said, hey, I'll play in anybody's backyard that wants to have me, and, you know, we'll discuss it. And I went around the country for almost 2 years and played in over 300 people's backyards.
What'd you learn from that?
So at that time, like I was telling you, at that time, you know, I was going through a really hard time with Nashville. Not, you know, everybody wanted me in Nashville when I first got there. And then when the record deal kind of closed, it was like, well, you don't have a record deal anymore. We're moving on to the next shiny object.
They always do.
The next new artist, the next new kid that's coming to town. And that was a really hard time for me. And, you know, I was in a really confusing state, because I was like, I love music, but that's not paying my bills anymore. I have a girlfriend that I want to marry. I can't afford a ring. I'm living on my credit cards. When I did this tour, it just kind of made me realize that I'm not making music for Nashville. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not in the nicest way either. I'm not making music for radio. I'm making music for people. Mm-hmm. When I was in their yard, it just, that really set in with me as like, you know, I'm making music for these people that I'm playing for in their yard. And they would talk to me about how much, you know, this song of mine meant to them, or how much this song, how this, what I posted really influenced them.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we're here. If you're a songwriter, if you're an artist, you're here to make music for humans and people and what they need in their life, and to bring moments and memories and all that. And that's how it really, really changed me.
I like
to
that.
Be like, you know what? I'm making music for humans and people.
You are.
Mm-hmm. All these people I went and played music for in their yards, that changed my life.
All right,
in a really, really big way.
You know, it changed theirs. That's what I love about this.
Absolutely. And I'm going to move into something now, because we got, you know, one thing I hate about radio is the lack of time that you have to get into.
Because, right.
I mean, we could talk all day about this stuff. But getting into that, and I often, people will ask questions and I have no problem answering them about how, why do you play this? Why do you not play this? Why does this song? And I, you know, I say it, a lot of it has to do with record companies, and they choose what song they want to play, and you know, so on and so forth. And, you know, when it comes to having a number one song, it's really difficult to do, because it's not just like, oh, hey, I hope Sean and Andrea played this song. It's, I've got to get every single station in the country playing the same song at the same time, basically, in order for this to happen. Yeah. And that's difficult to do, no matter how great a song is. So you kind of, a lot of luck is involved in that too. But sometimes you can work hard. And when we were down in Nashville at the CMA Awards and we were interviewing everybody, I say this as a common theme for all of them, it's always the 10 to 15 year overnight success. Mm-hmm. And you just got to keep chipping and chipping and chipping. And everybody's like, oh, I love this new artist. But, you know, we're like, I met her 15 years ago, you know, like, you know, just trying and clawing and scratching. So anyway, that's a long way to get to. I want to play this song to introduce some people who may not know who Drew Baldridge is. And if you haven't heard us play this song yet, I think you will. It is one of those songs that should have already been number one.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a lot of work to get the timing right on things like that. It's not about the quality of the song always. But to me, this is a number one song. And it has hit home, like you said, for so many people.
Yeah.
In fact, before I'm even playing it, somebody just wrote in, and you're going to love this, and said, let's see. I literally played his song for my daughter's boyfriend. Kind of letting him know.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Kind of letting him know she's my world and don't hurt her. So
subtlety.
So real quick, give me an idea, an intro of how you came up with She's Somebody's Daughter, and we'll play it here.
Well, this is a song, you know, I was talking earlier about. I had a girlfriend that I wanted to marry, but I couldn't afford a ring. I met her dad for the first time, and I remember driving back to Nashville and thinking to myself, like, man, you know, I can't mess this one up. You know, I can't, if I break her heart, I'm breaking her mama's heart. I'm breaking her daddy's heart. And, mm-hmm. and so I sit down and I wrote this song as a message to myself to, you know, to always remember she's somebody's daughter. You know, if you break her heart, you're breaking their heart. And, this is the song. Actually, I made this, the wedding version. She actually danced to it with her dad at our wedding. And after our wedding, I posted this song on social media and it just went boom. And yep. a lot of people use it in their weddings and, you know, mamas and dads. And it's been really, really special mm-hmm. for me and my wife. And,
I love that too.
To know how much this song means to other people.
Hey, you're right.
There you go. She's Somebody's Daughter. Drew Baldridge right there on 100.9 and 107.1 The Cat with Sean and Andrea. And Drew is on the phone with us.
Whether he's singing, talking, love his voice.
Is it?
Love it all.
Drew, you know she has a crush on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does your wife know she has a crush on you?
My wife's okay with that.
Okay,
she's good.
Good. My husband's fine with it, too.
Absolutely. So, you know, there it is. It's a great song. She's Somebody's mm-hmm. Daughter. And probably so far, and I think it's just, we were sort of talking a little bit off the air about it, the best song so far, even though you've charted, I think, you know, top 50 like three or four times, right?
Yeah, we've had top 50 twice.
Okay.
Top 50 twice before.
Senior year and Rebound?
Rebound, and then my very first song.
Oh, Dance With You.
Right.
Dance With You. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So these are some of the great songs that you'll hear when you go and see him, and I encourage everybody who's listening right now to go and see this show. You're going to love it, and you're going to say, you know, yeah, I was totally there when Drew Baldridge was at Empire Underground, March mm-hmm. 14th. March 14th, that's like coming a lot quicker than we think it is.
Yeah, it's coming fast, be here in a couple weeks.
And we're going to talk more about that show and what's new, what's on the horizon for Drew Baldridge coming up. It's 100.9 and 107.1 The Cat. That is if you'll stay. Yeah? No?
True.
True?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking to all the people.
Okay. They're going to stay. Nothing wrong with it, really. Everybody needs a rebound. 100.9, 107.1.
And you will be that for them.
That's Drew Baldridge right there. I'm volunteering. Somebody
right,
has to
so
do it.
That's so nice of you, Sean.
That's Rebound, another one of his great songs that you may or may not hear, because I don't know what you'll do in concert, but you may or may not hear that, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. We like to play older stuff of mine, newer stuff of mine. And, you know, you'll definitely throw in some covers, and, you know, we'll even throw something in for Toby.
I like that. I like that. Drew Baldridge is going to be at Empire Underground March 14th. Get your tickets now for
that. Yeah, that's coming up soon.
March 14th, right before St. Patty's Day, which means, you know, if you're ready to drink, I am too. but when it comes, I'm glad you brought that up about new, old, all that good stuff. What's coming down the pike? Like, when you have a song like this one, right? Somebody's Daughter. What? There's got to be a little bit of pressure in your mind to go,
oh man.
Now what am I supposed to come up with? What am I, brilliant or something? I mean, how do you follow that?
Yeah, it's really, really hard. And I remember, you know, Dan and Shay after they had Tequila, and I was talking to Dan, and he was like, we're just so nervous. You know, how do we follow up Tequila?
Mm.
And I've been writing a lot, obviously, writing like crazy. And I put out a couple songs since She's Somebody's Daughter, but they haven't been like
She's somebody's daughter.
This is what we're working. This is what we're going to radio with. You know, all those things. So it's obviously, yes, a lot of pressure. And we're still in that mode of writing and creating. And not only that, but listening to outside songs. I have a lot of great writer friends that have been sending me stuff lately. Like, hey, what do you think of this song? Check this out.
And, right.
Because at the end of the day, I'm just looking for the best song. And it's really hard. And I do write songs a lot. I try to write at least a couple songs a week.
Wow,
is
really?
The goal. And we're trying to, you know, we're going back in the studio February 21st. And I already have a couple more cut. And by cut, I mean recorded. I already have a couple more recorded. And I'm really hoping to put a full album out in the middle of summer, probably beginning of fall is kind of the plan.
And
I know that seems so far away for some people, but it just takes a long time.
And you're still trying to think of how you sleep at night. How do you
even? Well, here's the thing. Like it takes me maybe 3 days to send an email. That's how many times I reread and rewrite my email. And you were writing 3 songs in a week?
Yeah, at least most. You know, I would love to write more. And you know, you here in Nashville, you have your publisher, and they set you up with writes almost every day. And you know, right now it's obviously been a lot less because we've been traveling and touring and doing radio shows and all the things. And so, you know, I even try to start some songs by myself and then bring in the right friends that I know can finish it with me. And that's been a big process. And you know, throughout this last year, not only on my artist side, but you know, I've been very lucky as a songwriter, and I've had other artist friends. You know, this past year, Bailey Zimmerman cut a song of ours. Chase Matthew cut a song.
Yeah.
Low Cash cut a song.
Love those guys. Love those guys.
Yeah. Low Cash is great. And I think, you know, right now, and I can't tell you who, but I went in the studio on December 15th and recorded, you know, you were talking like you got to find the song, right?
And
I wrote this song that I thought was incredible, and I just loved it so much, and I played it a couple rounds and was getting almost standing ovations, and I recorded it in December, and I was like, this is it. This is the next single after She's Somebody's Daughter. I know it is. It's powerful. It's really means a lot. And then after Christmas, I got a text from one of the biggest artists in the format, and they're recording it.
They're on it.
Which is great, but it's a little bittersweet.
Yes,
right.
I totally get that. Again, we're talking about a great concert that's coming to the area that you've got to go see on March 14th, Empire Underground, Drew Baldridge. We're on the phone with him here. We only got a couple of more minutes, so I know you like to get input from the people. That's really, I love that about you, your grassroots, so I'm just going to give you a couple of the texts that we're getting while this interview has been happening. Gene wrote in and said, I first met Drew Baldridge, I was at the ACM Awards in Las Vegas. He was absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see him again in Albany.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Sean wrote in and said, I found Drew on TikTok a few years ago and was surprised that he wasn't more well-known. He's a great talent. Laura Lee said, absolutely love this. And so there you go. There's just a few of them that...
Man, that's so awesome. Well, thanks, everybody that's listening. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, come out March 14th. We're going to have a great time. And I, you know, everybody always messages in. They're like, do you have VIP? We'll pay extra. And it's like, man, I don't do any of that.
Everybody's
right
a
now.
VIP.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's a VIP. I always meet everybody afterwards at my merch table.
Yep.
Come up, say hello. We'll take a picture. We'll sign whatever you want to sign. Say, you know, be friends. And so I'm really looking forward to getting back up to the Albany area, because I haven't really played an actual public event up there in probably 5 years.
Since Vapor, so, I think. Vapor.
And you know, Vapor. I played Vapor up there.
You do hear a lot of artists say that. Come on, I'll meet you and we'll be friends and we'll... But I've met it. You. Like, you mean it.
Right? All right. Listen, I'm...
100%.
I was just going to say, totally against time clock here. I got to cut this short.
It's my bad.
Brother, but we'll do it again, I hope, soon. I will say this before I leave, though. In case you haven't, if you've been listening and you haven't made the connection, I've spent the entire interview thinking I very well could be talking to Luke Bryan right now. I mean, when you talk, like talking, it's...
Oh, my gosh.
They're exactly the same. It's really bizarre.
That's so funny.
And then when you sit... Yeah. Sit down with Drew, and Drew actually said it because somebody said it to him, and because I spent the whole time going, but there's something here, there's something I'm missing, and he goes, so people tell me if Tim McGraw and Luke Bryan had a baby, it would have been me. Right? Isn't that the right two?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's 100% right. Because I always get either or, like, hey, man, you look so much like Tim McGraw. Or, dude, you look just like Luke Bryan on that stage. And he's like, well, yeah, if they had a baby, it'd be me, I guess. I'll take that. I'll take that as a compliment.
Can't wait to see you. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, thank y'all.
All right, you have a great one. Again, March 14th, Empire Underground. We'll look forward to seeing Drew Baldridge there. It is 100.9 at 107.1. Hey, they always